For calling UC Health Primary Care Clinic, Lone Tree.
Para español, presione 8.
If this is a medical or psychiatric emergency, hang up and dial 911. All calls are recorded for quality assurance and training purposes.
For hours of operation, fax number, or address, press 1. For medical records, press 2. For billing, press 3. For all primary care needs, press 4. For seniors.
You're calling UC Health Lone Tree Primary Care. This is Carrie. How can I help you?
Hey, Carrie. I am Phil Rice. I'm a patient of Bhagavi Chakuri. I did the best I could on the pronunciation there. I'm a brand new patient.
All right. Okay, let me just back you up for 1 second. Can I have your Rice, R-I-C-E, first name Phil or Philip?
Philip, probably, with one L.
Okay. Your date of birth?
4/25/53.
And your address?
11268 East Linvale Drive in Aurora.
Okie doke.
Have you got my reference card?
I do.
Okay, good. So I had my first appointment ever. I don't have my calendar in front of me. It was about 2 weeks ago now, I think.
On the 11th?
Yeah, that sounds about right. I think it was a Thursday. And so we just got set up, and I had Dr. Chakuri set up as my primary care provider. And I'm now wanting to, I think, see if I can get some blood tests done. And so what I want to do is try and find out how does that work? What's the procedure? Do you have somewhere there where I can get the blood draw done?
We do, but the doctor has to put in an order.
I know that.
For the blood work.
I understand that. So that's the next step, I guess. And so I need to get a message, I guess, to the doctor that says, hey, doctor, I've got a couple of blood tests I want to get done. Some of them are going to be kind of routine. Some of them she may want to ask me about, but I'm fairly confident that she's going to say yes. I'm going to say yes. We want to have. I'll put in an order for these tests. What I'd like to do is get it written down and get a written message to her. I'm wondering if there's some way for me to do that today.
If you don't mind my interrupting, I'm preparing a message for her now. Or do you have my health connection?
Portal? If you're asking,
it shows that you do.
Can I log into my, the online portal, I guess it's called?
Yes, sir.
The answer is yes. I can do that, yes.
If you'd like to, or I can just finish the note here. It's your call.
Can I just tell you what I want, and you'll just include that in the message you're going to give her?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Why don't we try that, I guess? So you've got my name correct, right? You've got that? So I called.
Yes, sir. I have your whole chart in front of me.
Okay, good. So what I want to do is try and get some blood tests done. I want to do it right away. I've got a doctor's appointment today. So if I was going to come in today, it would have to be late today. Probably Thursday would be the most convenient time for me. And that's probably, realistically, that's probably as soon as we're going to be able to do. But I guess I'd like to try and do it Thursday if we can. So here are the tests that I want. All right. So number one, I believe it's called CBC. I've got W/AutoDiff. I'm pretty sure she'll know what that is. Next one, I've got CMP, serum or plasma.
Okay, 1 second. Okay.
Next one is testosterone, free and total serum. And I'll pause. And if you want me to say that again, I will.
I've got it.
Okay.
I got it.
Tell me when you're ready. You might go to the next one.
I'm ready right now.
Okay. There's probably a way for me to say this if I was medically trained. I don't know what it is. I'm just going to capital H, little b, capital A, the number, numeral 1, lowercase c.
Okay.
And then
anything else?
Well, this is all on the same line now. Parenthesis, hemoglobin. It's all in lowercase, space, capital A, numeral 1, lowercase c, parenthesis, comma, and then the word blood.
Okay. I can't, this requires an order from the doctor, so I can schedule an appointment 5 days out from this message that I'm sending out to the doctor. If needed, can we contact you through my health connection?
I've got one more. Can you add one more to the list?
I can.
And then
of course. Yeah.
I'll be done.
Go ahead.
So there's one more, and the last one is estradiol. I think I pronounced that right. I'm going to spell it for you, and this is all lowercase. Estradiol.
Got it.
Serum.
Okay. Any more?
And that's the entire list that I have.
Okay.
And all I want to do is just come in and just do the blood draw and have them do the blood tests. And if she says she wants me to come in for an appointment, then okay, I'm fine with that. I don't think she will, but maybe she will. But for me, the point is I want to get the blood draw done and have them working on the blood tests ASAP, meaning Thursday, as in 2 days from now, if we can.
Okay, unfortunately, I can't get it done that quickly. As I said before, they require an order to be put in by the doctor. I've just written an extensive note, including all the labs that you want done. And our work protocol is to give 5 days for the doctor to respond and put orders into your chart. So I can send this and then schedule you for your appointment at least 5 days out. Okay?
All right. So that's your protocol. What I'm asking that you do is let the doctor know that it's my request is that I want to come in on Thursday. That's my request. And if the response is we can't do it, okay. But I want you to know that I want the doctor to know that that's what I'm asking for.
I have done that.
Okay. So and can I get a copy somehow, or is there some way that there can be a copy of that that's available to me in the...
Unfortunately, no.
But
I give you my word that it says patient with leukemia on Thursday, 1/25/24 for lab work.
All right. And you said there was a way, if I were to go on the... the patient portal, that there was a way that I could send a message to the doctor on the patient portal?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I'm wondering if I should try and do that now while I've got you on the phone. Is it obvious to me how I would do that if I were to just go on the patient portal? I'm kind of new to all this, so.
Let me stick with get the message, the detailed message done first. I've said that you are insistent that you have the labs done on Thursday, the 25th of this year, so this coming Thursday.
That's my request. Second, right? And
I understand.
Okay. And
sir,
you told me
just one moment.
Okay, all right, I get it.
What I'd like to do, I'm saying this to her right now.
Okay.
Let me get this process done first.
All right.
One moment. Now, can we use your mobile as a callback? Sir?
I'm thinking about that, and I think it's best that I say no. The number that you have in my record is 720-282-3376. If you want to call back, you can leave a message on that, and it's best to just leave it at that. Use that or leave a message there. I'll get the message, and I'll respond to it.
Okay, let me just finish out here, getting the message over to the clinic. One second. Okay, so just to make sure that the message has gone to her for her to see if she can get the orders in quick enough. But in the meantime, do you want me to go ahead and schedule you for 5 days out from today?
And
if she responds and says no, she can't, it can't be done any earlier, you can always cancel the appointment.
Right. And so what is it that you're going to schedule me for? It would be an appointment to come in and have an appointment where they would then do the blood draw? Is that what you're going to?
Yes, sir. I'm scheduling you for your labs that you just mentioned.
Okay. Yes. By all means, let's do that. Yes.
Okay. One moment, please.
Is this my calendar? I guess it is, sir. Good. All right. I thought I...
One moment. Okay, so in the meantime, before she gets back to you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm looking at the 30th, next Tuesday, and I have appointments all day, morning, midday, or afternoon. Which would you prefer?
Afternoon is best for me.
Okay, I have a 1:45. A 2:00, a 2:15, a 2:45, and a 3:10.
Sounds like you're scheduling 15-minute appointments. Is that right? They're scheduled.
That's right.
15. Yeah. Okay. So did you say at 2:00?
Yes, sir.
All right. So I'm going to write down 2:00 on the 30th.
Mm-hmm. Let me just confirm that appointment for Tuesday, January 30th at 2:00, with a check-in time of 1:50. And that'll be with a nurse in the lab. Let's see here. And your insurance comes up as United Medicare, Medicare Advantage. It'll be at the UC Health Lone Tree Primary Care Facility at Park Meadows. Couple of housekeeping items. Please bring your insurance card and a photo ID. If it's required, we'll contact you if we are unable to obtain insurance authorization for your appointment. And finally, please bring any copay required for this type of appointment. Suggestion in review, I have sent a message to the doctor stating that you want to have your labs done on Thursday, And then we've gone ahead and told her to contact you, somebody in your clinic to call you back. And then I've gone ahead and scheduled an appointment for the 30th. If you get a phone call back and they say, yep, you can come in on Thursday, then they will set that up. But be sure and tell them to cancel the appointment we have set up for the 30th as opposed to this Thursday. Okay?
I get it. So normally when there's a blood draw done, it's done, the blood draw is done by a nurse as opposed to like a LabCorp. You don't have like a LabCorp facility there that does all your blood draws. It's done by one of the nurses. Is that right?
Well, we have a lab. We have a laboratory here at the clinic, just like you would have if you went to LabQuest.
I'm brand new at this, so I guess I'll find out. So they're just going to send me then to this lab. Is that it?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. I guess I'll see how that works. But maybe probably then I won't actually see the doctor at all. That's kind of what I'm expecting.
No, sir. Not unless you want me to go ahead and schedule an appointment with her to read the labs afterwards.
I think that's totally appropriate. I don't need to see the doctor. All we're going to do is just draw the blood out of my arm and get it sent off to the lab so that they can do their tests. And then it takes, you know, a couple of days, whatever, for them to get the results. And it's not really until we get the results from these tests that's really when the doctor gets involved. Right now, we just want to get the blood draw done so we can get the process started. And so it's what I think of as LabCorp, where they just poke the needle in your arm and get the blood flow started and get it into the test tube and put the little...
That's correct. That's exactly what happens.
Put the little label on the test tube and get it started. So,
That's exactly what happens.
I understand that we need to have the order from the doctor before any of that can happen. I've done this enough times to know that they won't draw the blood until they have the order from the doctor. So I know, and the doctor and I have not had this discussion yet. This is going to come as kind of I want to say a surprise or news to the doctor. Her eyebrows may go up. And she's going to say, oh, I didn't know this. And I think there's at least one of these that she may kind of scratch her head a little bit and may or may not be inclined to agree to do. But we're just going to have to cross that bridge when we come to it. And if she wants to say no, then I guess I'm just going to have to deal with that and have that discussion with her. But all I can do at this point is just ask and see what happens, and we'll go from there, okay?
Yes, sir. Can I help you with anything else?
And I appreciate your help and being patient with me. And I'm going to take about a wild guess and figure with about a 98% chance of being right that Thursday's not going to happen and next Tuesday is the way this is going to work. So thanks for your help.
You're welcome. Can I help you with anything else?
No, this is good. That's all. Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.